As we go to air, Pope Benedict XVI is just beginning a meeting with young people gathered in the Basilica of St. Mary of the Angels in Assisi. This morning, the Holy Father traveled to the north-central Italian town, where he celebrated Mass to mark the 800th anniversary of the conversion of St. Francis of Assisi and appealed for an end to all armed conflict.
Considero mio dovere lanciare da qui.
Calling Assisi the City of Peace, Pope Benedict issued what he called a pressing and heartfelt appeal that all the armed conflicts that bloody the earth may cease, that weapons be stilled, and that everywhere hate might give way to love, offense to forgiveness, and discord to union. Especially in the Holy Land, a land St. Francis dearly loved, and where the Order of Friars Minor that he founded continues to care for the holy sites most central and dear to the history of salvation. Pope Benedict also remembered Lebanon, Iraq, and the whole Middle East.
Il nostro pensiero va particolarmente alla Terra Santa, tanto amata da San Francesco, all'Iraq, al Libano, all'intero Medio Oriente.
In the birthplace of the great saint, the Holy Father gave thanks to God for the high-rolling son of wealth and privilege who renounced all his possessions and left his place in the world behind to embrace a life of poverty, simplicity, and joyful witness to God's saving love. In his homily during the Mass in the courtyard below the basilica where St. Francis is buried, Pope Benedict said, "To speak of conversion means to go to the heart of the Christian message and at the same time to the roots of human existence."
Parlare di conversione significa andare al cuore del messaggio cristiano ed insieme alle radici dell'esistenza umana.
To convert oneself to love, said Pope Benedict, is to pass from bitterness to sweetness, from sadness to true joy. The Holy Father praised St. Francis as a man ahead of his time for his search for peace, protection of nature, and promotion of dialogue. Recalling the World Day of Prayer for Peace, which his predecessor first held more than two decades ago in Assisi, Pope Benedict called the initiative a prophetic intuition and a moment of grace.
Fu un'intuizione profetica e un momento di grazia.
Following scripture, the Holy Father said, "Christ is our peace. Christ is the Logos, the true word, in which all dialogue, all words spoken in sincere and loving service to truth and peace, have their foundation."
E Cristo la verità divina, l'eterno logos in cui ogni dialogos nel tempo trova il suo ultimo fondamento. Il mio pellegrinaggio oggi in Assisi vuole richiamare alla memoria quell'evento per riviverne il significato e la portata.
In his remarks at the Angelus prayer, which followed the Mass, the Holy Father recalled some of the signal moments of St. Francis' conversion and earthly life, and told the faithful how, as a pilgrim, he himself has been reliving these moments in the places where they happened 8 centuries ago.
Mi sono soffermato con particolare emozione nella chiesetta di San Damiano.
After a short pause at the Rivatorto, where St. Francis lived with his first followers for about 2 years, Pope Benedict passed on to the sanctuary of St. Damian, where Francis received the call of the cross to go and make his church whole again.
Con la piena conversione del suo cuore,
the Holy Father also visited the Church of St. Mary Magdalene, the memorial of St. Francis' service to the lepers.
Arrivo torto, ho visto il luogo dove, secondo la tradizione, erano relegati quei lebbrosi ai quali il santo si avvicinò con misericordia.
In the afternoon, Pope Benedict saluted the general chapter of the Friars Minor and met with the clergy and religious of the Diocese of Assisi Nocera Umbra Gualdo Taddino, speaking words of special encouragement for what he called the special missionary drive of the city and the church in the city of St. Francis.
La lectio divina, la centralità dell'Eucaristia.
The Holy Father called on the priests, deacons, and religious brothers and sisters of the diocese to rediscover the liturgy of the hours, the centrality of the Eucharist in Mass and Adoration, as well as the contemplation of Christ's mysteries through the Rosary.
A voi, ministro, ministri del Vangelo e dell'altare, a voi religiosi e religiose, il compito.
Communion, charity, and mission, said Pope Benedict, grow out of authentic conversion to Christ, and it is up to you to proclaim the gospel of Christ to today's world with its many challenges.